Welcome to the Cambridge Folk Festival podcast 2008.
Yes, hello and welcome to the third podcast of the Cambridge Folk Festival 2008. After Thursday's torrential downpours, we are hoping for better weather today, although the forecast doesn't look good. Anyhow, coming up today we have an interview with the Peat Bog Fairies, Chris Wood, and a quick chat with the Waifs. We will also be talking to the cooperative about their new campaign and finding out how you can really relax at the Cambridge Folk Festival. I'm here with Mark and Heather. They've just seen Chris Wood perform live at the Folk Festival on stage two. It's their first time at the Folk Festival and the first time that you've seen Chris Wood. Now, what made you decide to go see Chris?
We just really walked past the tent and could hear him from outside, so we thought we'd have a listen in.
And what did you think about his set?
Well, I like the fact that he was really down to earth and that he explained a little bit about the story of the song and where he got it from. And I found that sort of made me understand the song better and sort of warmed him. And I thought he was really good.
Chris is an absolute excellent singer-songwriter. Who else are you looking forward to seeing this weekend?
Seth, mainly because he's the best-looking folk singer in the whole wide world.
And what about yourself? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Katie Lang, definitely. I want to see Katie Lang, Martha Wainwright as well.
I'm with a hardened veteran of the Folk Festival now. Jim has been coming since 1999, and it's the first time he's seen Chris perform. Jim, what do you think about Chris's set today?
I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
Have you heard of Chris before, or is this the first time you've even heard of him?
No, I'd heard of him because a friend bought me one of his CDs, The Lark Descending, for my birthday a couple of years ago, so I wanted to see him, and it's fulfilled my expectations. Marvellous.
Who else are you looking forward to seeing this weekend?
I'm very much looking forward to Karen Polwart. Seen her before. I love her. Yeah, fantastic. And Seth Lakeman as well, who I'd never heard of until I saw him here a couple of years ago.
I'm Chris Wood from Kent.
Chris, I've just seen you play on stage two and the crowd were absolutely mesmerised. I've never seen you play before. Is that the usual reaction?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I don't think of it as much to do with me, to be honest. It's what I do is I sing stories. Just about everything I sing is a narrative. And no matter how cool and sophisticated people think they are, they all just love to be told a story. And, you know, as long as you don't tell them anything too hard to start with and you get them in the right place, what you do is you tap into something very, very ancient. You know, it's deep within it, all of the people. So, yeah, to be honest, that happens almost every time I do a gig.
So Chris, now you've got a bit of spare time before you do your other performances. Who are you going to try and catch? Who would you recommend people go and see?
Well, Imagine Village did Glastonbury this year, and just before we went on, when we arrived backstage at the Jazz World tent, Eric Bibb was playing, and he was fantastic. I mean, it just blew me away. You know, very sort of just really sort of from the heart, do you know what I mean? Not too slick, just proper from the heart. And then, before we went on, as we were rigging our gear backstage, Joan Armour Trading went on and did a set. She was fantastic, you know, she just had them. There was a bit where she did that to make love with affection, you know. And like everyone backstage, like all these hard-assed roadies and that, you know, brutal guys, you know, everyone just froze. She was so cool. And I'd have to go and definitely go and see Corinne Polwart. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Corinne's, yeah. She's top. She doesn't muck about, you know. Intelligent, you know, meaningful songwriting. She doesn't waste a syllable, you know. That's my kind of songwriting.
Hi, my name's April Armstrong and I'm from the Cooperative Group. We are at the Cambridge Folk Festival because we're promoting a new campaign called Cruelty Free Cleaning. And basically the campaign is about getting people to look out for a bunny, the Leaping Bunny logo. So we're actually, we've got tattoos that say, show me the bunny. And we really want people to look out for that logo as consumers, because anything with the Leaping Bunny logo on products means that they're not tested on animals. The great thing about the cooperative is that we were the first retailer in the UK to have this mark on our products. So, and because we are a responsible retailer, you know, we're really proud of that fact. We're working very closely with the BUAV on this campaign and basically raising awareness.
I'm Michelle Thew and I'm Chief Executive of the BUAV. That's a British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection, and we're one of the world's leading organisations that campaign to end animal testing. We were founded over 100 years ago to bring an end to animal testing on two grounds, really. Firstly, on moral grounds, because we don't believe that animals should suffer for things like product development and experiments, but also on scientific grounds, because we think there are more modern, humane ways to actually find cures to diseases. There are now a lot more alternatives to animal testing, so it's perfectly possible now to test a lot of the everyday products that we find without using animals. But unfortunately, here in the UK, it's still perfectly legal to use animals to test for products like washing up liquid and floor cleaner, for example. We're here at the festival because we've linked up with the cooperative to actually promote cruelty-free cleaning. The cooperative was one of the first retailers to actually bring an end to animal testing for their own products, and they're now joining with us to try and spread that message, to say to people that they should only shop cruelty-free and that we want to bring an end to animal suffering for household products.
At the Cambridge Folk Festival as well this year, we're doing something a little bit different. We're actually asking festival goers to take part in our Photo Pledge online gallery. And that basically means that instead of festival goers signing a basic petition to support cruelty-free cleaning, we actually want them to have a photograph taken. So it's a little bit different, and they'll get a key ring as well for their time, and the photo will actually be featured on the BUAV's website, which is www.growcrueltyfree.org/HPC.
Hi, this is Donna from the WAFES, and you're listening to the Cambridge Folk Festival podcast 2008.
Festivals are well renowned for being a place where you can relax and step back from the real world and slow down the pace. And what better way to enhance that by having a massage? Walking around the site, I have found the Sirius Massage Company, and I've been joined by Pauline of the Sirius Massage Company. And you've been coming here now for 10 years to the festival. What makes you keep coming back, and what makes people want to have a massage at a festival?
Well, first of all, we used to come to festivals ourselves, and we know how uncomfortable it is camping. So we thought, well, we'd do a massage. We'll offer a back and Indian head massage to help people when they're camping, and it's just taken off like wonderful. They come back year after year after year, same people, and they love it, and it relaxes them and makes them enjoy the weekend.
That sounds brilliant. Is there any sort of particular massage techniques that you do for the festivals? Because I'm guessing that you must injure certain muscles sleeping in the floor in tents and so forth.
It's usually the neck muscles and the back muscles. So we do our acupressure on the back muscles and the neck, and we do a little bit of Indian head, which helps the blood flow to get back so the neck moves, and a little bit of lymph drainage system, which takes the toxins out of the bloodstream and just makes them more healthy and feeling comfortable.
You got me very tempted right now. I'm looking at your tent, and it seems quite popular. There's a lady working hard, a gentleman now, right now, who looks really, really relaxed. I mean, you're saying that you get a lot of people come back year after year. Is this because they feel that they need it at the festival, or is it just because it's become a kind of tradition?
I think they need it because they're camping, but it's... I've just had a lady actually that's double booked while she's been on my chair. She said, can you do me another 20 minutes? And she said that it's part of a present to herself to have a nice massage and relax and everything, at part of a holiday. And quite a lot of them, it's part of the holiday to come and have a nice massage.
Pauline, this sounds fantastic. I'm tempted to come out later on and book an appointment. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Donna and I'm from the WAFES, and we're here and playing at the Cambridge Folk Festival. We had such a fantastic experience the last time we played here, and I can't remember what year it was, but we've wanted to come back here for a long time, so we're all actually really excited about it. Unfortunately, we've got early morning flights, so we have to leave not long after our gig, but we saw the Cherry Holmes family, and they were incredible. Couldn't believe that. Caught up with Billy Bragg here, which was nice just to catch up with him and say hi, because we toured with Billy a few years ago over here. Yeah, it's kind of like stepping back into the English family.
Hello, I'm Peter Morrison. I'm from the Peat Bog Fairies. We've just come down from Skye today to play at, I think, our fourth or maybe even our fifth Cambridge Folk Festival. We're trying to work it out today, but we can't quite remember. It's ages getting the better of us. But however, it is one of our favourite folk festivals. There's such a fantastic variety of acts on here. Particularly tonight, looking forward to seeing Altan. My Goldrick band is on just now behind us, making a lovely noise, so I'll go out and see that after this. But also there's a couple of really nice bands down from Scotland that we're looking forward to see. The Chair from Orkney, and they're friends of ours and fantastic musicians. We expect that to be a really good show. Also friends of ours, Ross Ainsley and Jarlath Henderson. They're a couple of pipers, Border Piper and an Inland Piper. They've just released a CD. They're really great, so we're looking forward to seeing that.
And who would you say your highlights have been, performance-wise, over the last few years?
Well, there's so many to choose from, really. To be personally, one of my favourites was Altan about 5 years ago. I remember there was the generator packed up halfway through their set, and so the power went completely out. And if I remember correctly, when the power came back on, they virtually started on the note in the middle of the bar that the power had gone out, which was quite impressive. I remember sitting backstage listening to that. We were about to go on. That was lovely. But it's really difficult, actually, to pinpoint any particular bands, because we've seen so many here.
As Friday comes to a close, the sporadic showers of rain have not dampened anyone's spirits, with some excellent performances on all stages. Tomorrow brings performances from Devon Sproul, Eric Bibb, Martha Wainwright, Bella Hardy, The Imagined Village, and the eagerly anticipated K.D. Lang. Even with the unpleasant weather predicted, this stunning lineup will make sure that everyone has a wonderful time. Don't forget to check out the Folk Festival blog, which is updated hourly and now includes our celebrity blogger, Corinne Powart. Thanks for downloading this podcast, and part 4 will be available from Sunday morning. Bye for now.
Thank you for downloading the Cambridge Folk Festival podcast 2008. Visit cambridgefolkfestival.co.uk for more podcasts from the festival. This podcast was produced by Neon Podcasts in partnership with the Cambridge Folk Festival. Music by Chunk Music.